Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Today we begin looking at how to love someone you hate. And these words are offered up by Allan Webster. Some people have a difficult time with prejudice and forgiveness. Perhaps you are one of them. Some have developed bitterness and need to deal with it before it destroys them. The church is designed to be an ocean of love, but that doesn't mean that it's always easy for church members to practice love. How is love restored once it is lost? It's hard. The wise man said it's better never to let him get offended. Proverbs 18:19 says, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. Restoring love is possible. Paul and John Mark had a falling out, and there was a sharp contention. But later, Paul requested that Mark Kim be with him, for he was profitable for the ministry, 2 Timothy 4, verse 11. Joseph forgave his brothers, Genesis 45, 5 through 15. Moses forgave Miriam and Aaron, Numbers 12, 1 through 13. David forgave Saul, 1 Samuel 24, 9 through 22. The father forgave the prodigal, Luke 15, 20 through 24. We can have love restored, and we will continue looking at this next time here on Exhortations.
We praise thee, O Lord.